The response pattern for our prayers is found in More Voices, number 96. It's also in our bulletins. Dear God, you see us wherever you are. You hear our thoughts and our prayers. As individuals, tempted by the many distractions of our humanity, it is not always easy to see you, to find you, to hear you, or to remember that you are always with us. We are grateful for the small ways that we see your love manifest: a clear blue sky and sparkling snow, rosy cheeks in a cold winter day, kindness from a stranger in the form of a smile, a door held open. These are easy signs, and we are beholden for them. It is when we feel acute pain, lose a loved one unexpectedly or expectedly, undergo intense scrutiny in our lives, that we lose sight of you. As a community of believers, please help us to do better as we strive to support each other in our spiritual paths, so we can be free to open our minds and our hearts to recognize you. Nurturing God, we gather today as a community. I am grateful for this community that supports me, my family, and each other, where we are all afforded opportunities to serve you in our worship, in our public witness, education, community work, to be people of call. Caring God, members of the Trinity St. Paul's Church family are not well. Today, we pray for Lois Kunkel's sister, Deborah Kunkel, having surgery on January 25th. Marg Porteous, we pray for Audrey McKim as she makes her transition to a new home. We also pray for others in our lives who we name now in silence or aloud. Today we heard in 1 Corinthians that our actions affect each member of our church, the body of Christ. Please guide us to be more mindful in the actions we take as individuals and how those actions affect the church and humankind. We pray for justice for Canada's First Nations, for the end of the apartheid system that exists in our own developed nation, for truth and reconciliation, for meaningful understanding among all Canadians so they know the impact of our actions on Aboriginal peoples, from settlement to the Indian Act to residential schools and now the Keystone Pipeline. We pray for guidance with our political leaders, especially in Toronto, in the week where budget decisions will be made. We pray that Toronto's libraries, childcare centres, recreation centres, low-income housing, and services, so that remain so that the least of us can access what many of us take for granted. And now I invite all of you to join me as we turn to our church bulletins and pray with the church in Cyprus, Greece, and Turkey. We confess your grace, O God. We experience your living kindness. We do not hide from your mercy. You have set us free. All creation sings praise to you who reveals yourself. For you, our God, have come among us. You are with us. Amen.